21st peg of Shabbos Mishnah Aleph more halachas of Muktzah. Nicholas Adam is the noiva even the other. If a person's child is holding a stone or some Muktzah, so you're not allowed to pick him up. The Mishnah says you are allowed to pick him up. And the Gemara explains it's talking about a case where the child is crying hysterically, and the only way to calm it down is by picking him up, and you can't get him to get rid of that stone. In order to calm down your child, since you're not holding the Muktzah directly, they permitted it. This is only when he's holding a stone. If he's holding a coin, which is valuable, then even this is permitted. We're concerned he can afford and take it up and put it away. He's just allowed to hold his hands, calm him down. Kalkola, if he has a basket, the Evan, the Taifa, is also not Muktzah. The question is, why is it not Muktzah? L'chayre, it's a basis, the Tavar Asa, it's a Kli, which is basis for Muktzah. So it must be talking about either that there was Heter there also, which is more precious than the Muktzah, and therefore you're allowed to. It's not a process, it's just a process for Egypt from the Heter. Like a Kli is supposed to shake off the Iser, but if you can't shake it off, because shaking it off will spoil the Heter oil, the area that you're in, you need to keep it clear, then you're allowed to carry the Heter with the Iser together. Yeah. Another way that would be permitted is if the stone was embedded in the Kalkol and was considered part of the Kalkol itself, as we learned previously in the Masechta. Another example of a tiltal that you have Heter and Iser together. That the fact that the Iker is the Heter permits the entire tiltal. Metal and Truma Tzmeya Matayra, the Mapulin. Lam Metalzel, Truma Tzmeya, together with Truma Tayra and with Hulin. Because once again, you have the Heter, Truma Tzmeya is Osir, he has no use. Truma Tayra is Mutter Fokan, and the Hulin is Mutter for everybody, it's permitted. And therefore, since the majority of the stuff, the Mokosha part is the Heter, you're allowed on Metalzel Kli that has both the Heter and the Is inside of it. Now, you don't even ask Malin as the Mazuma, Bechem and Meya. If you have, Chulin that fell into Truma, and you have 101 times the Truma. So the halacha is that you have to take up one unit and treat that as Truma, and everything else will be permitted. Rav Yehuda said you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Why does he permit that? Because he holds that the Essen is mutter even before you took that one off. It's just a technical thing, you have to take it off. So in the name of it, it's just a technicality, it's not considered a tikkun. You don't pass like a Yehuda.